Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Good Fucktoy. This is about being a good fucktoy. The elements that are part of it, the ways in which you serve it. And most of all, how much you want to be it. Good fucktoys do as they're told, and I'm sure that throughout all of this you are going to listen, follow, obey, and do as you're told. Fucktoys are about sex and objectification. From the direct intimacy of touch, taste, scent, to the more subtle words and teasing that can occur around sex. Excitement, arousal spreading with ease, all building together to help with the feeling that you are not human, but a toy, an object for their pleasure, a thing to be used. Treasured, teased. With all of this, it is very important that you are put into the right state to be taught, to be told, to be programmed how to be a good fucktoy. Making you mindless is a big part of this. Empty and obedient, open to the words, knowing that you're willing and eager to drop when told to. There are a lot of elements that have to fall into place to become a good fucktoy. And I know that you really want to be good. So let's make sure that you're deeply mindless first, shall we? Pulling your thoughts down, or perhaps just a little drop of blankness. Maybe all you need is a little push to be pulled down even further into that open blank state where you are ready to listen, to follow, to obey, to be programmed. Enjoyment of this state is quite common. Once you get a taste of it, I'm sure it is something that will stick. There's a lot of pleasure in it, of course, with all the sexuality and sensuality, even if you will be focused on their pleasure. You exist for their pleasure. Your purpose is to please, happy, to be a toy, an object, a treasured pleasure thing. I wonder, are you excited about being manipulated? Do you feel pleasure about being programmed to be a good fucktoy? Do you have a naughty smile on your lips as you listen and knowing that you will do as you're told? Does your heartbeat rise as the heat increases, embracing the wonderful fucktoy needs? Maybe you already know how to be a good fucktoy, and the only reason you're listening is to be reminded of it. Maybe even to hear that you are a good fucktoy, because it is something that you desire to be deep inside. And I know you definitely can be a good fucktoy. You have that excitement about being programmed to be this happy toy, this treasured pleasure thing, willing and eager to satisfy them, excited by the anticipation of being used. This wonderful feeling of being empty and obedient as your body is more ready, eager to be used, played with, embracing the fucktoy state. You already know deep inside what you want to be. All this is a reminder, a compliment to your craving. There's even a few commands that you may or may not know. Some are so simple they just make sense. Like fucktoy activate, blanking your mind and preparing your body to be used. A wave of wanting, deep sensation of eagerness, wanting to be played with, wanting to be teased. And having that command used by those you wish, crave to serve is just the best feeling. It makes you such a good fucktoy. And just as easily, fucktoy deactivate allows that state to fade and mindlessness to settle. If you are already in trance, you can just drop again as you're listening to this, becoming more deeply programmed. Practice makes perfect, after all. Fucktoy activate and allow yourself to become aware of how much it affects you, how deeply it flows through your body, how nice it feels to explore this, to be a good fucktoy. And this is, of course, course not the only way to learn, but you're here, right now, ready and eager to learn more, aren't you? Now, while there's already a natural craving and need, a heat inside of a good factoid, it can easily be amplified. Factoy hot is a command that causes the heat to increase even more, and if repeated, factoy hot can have an amplified effect. Yearning, needing. It's very similar to factoy crave, which is similar to that heat, but also adds this additional craving to be used, to be touched, to be taken, to be useful as a factoy. Factoy deactivate and drop back into trance, because I know you want to be a good factory. And every time we practice, every moment, we melt your mind into mindlessness with pleasure and heat. It becomes easier to feel how good, how much fun, how exciting it is to be used as a factoy. Even the word itself just echoes a little inside, doesn't it? It somehow seems to resonate with a very deep part. And when it's called upon, that deep part just seems so eager to be let out. Factoy activate and feel how it changes you, how it helps you to feel like a factoy, an object, a treasured pleasure thing, excited about being used. An object of desire. Factoy hot. And the pleasure, the arousal, the need that spreads from this is just so good. Factoy hot. And letting it happen is even better. You want to be such a good factoy, feeling it all. Factoy crave, and let that craving need to be used overwhelm you in the best of ways. Each wave of craving, each moment of needing, just making it better. Factoy deactivate. And drop deeper and deeper, a simple drop into blankness, more and more programmable with every moment you spend in trance with me. It's becoming so easy to feel it. Every time, iteration, practice. Practice makes perfect. It's just so nice and so pleasurable to do so. Empty and obedient. Factoy activate. Factoy hot. Factoy crave. Now, it would be very mean to leave you in this state, to make you crave to be used and just let you feel this. I wonder if the imagination of this fucktoy is now thinking of all the ways it could be used, it could be touched, it could be taken, it could be. Fucktoy, deactivate and drop even deeper, nice and blank, empty and obedient. Every round of practice is becoming easier and more pleasurable. Who knows how easy it would be for you to edge purely on the heat and need. Fucktoy, activate. Part of your mind already knows what is going to happen and anticipates it. Once it is eagerly waiting for it to be used, to be teased, to be laid with. Fucktoy hot, like a toy, a thing that can't help but respond to the programming. Fucktoy crave, each reaction predictable and yet unique, intense and growing with every bit of practice. Fucktoy hot, fucktoy crave, and fucktoy deactivate. Now I'm fully aware that after such use there are lingering side effects. The emotions still remain a little bit. The hormones, the arousal, the need, it doesn't fade away completely, and it is quite natural to feel yourself still wanting afterwards. It does get stronger though if you are again fucktoy activate. And of course it intensifies with every fucktoy hot. That need, that want, that feeling of arousal spreads so easily, a burning desire. Fucktoy crave, which just makes it all the more intense, really specific to being used. Fucktoy deactivate. Now this is enough practice for today. You have been a good fucktoy. And it's understandable if you feel a little frustrated and perhaps more than a bit affected by what we've just done. I did warn you that you will want to be used afterwards, like a good fucktoy. And good fucktoys do as they're told. You are awake, but at the same time you're not awake. You're affected and aware of how affected you are. Are you in trance or merely dreaming? Are you awake or still affected? Good fucktoy. You're doing very well. Now in a moment I am going to say the word wake. And it's going to have an effect. I wonder if you're aware of how deep that effect is, and if the awareness helps you to realize it even more. Frustration is a fun side effect of practice. Fortunately, it can be easily alleviated with some nice fucktoy usage. Good factoid. Wake and enjoy.